during the course of the study, it became apparent how difficult it was to actually diagnose as an SSI because the criteria that were set were not always adhered to by the clinician seeing the patient. This chart actually illustrates this point. The bar chart on the extreme left is the SSI rate based on the strict CDC criteria. The second bar in the middle shows an apparently higher SSI rate based purely if the patient was started on antibiotics. Now, we know that a lot of patients were started by antibiotics by the GP, A&E staff, or even the breast surgical team members based on a just-in-case approach to of suspected wound infections, even though the criteria for SSIs were not met. Also, the last bar chart on the right shows a falsely high SSI rate if we were to actually base SSI on symptoms such as erythema, pain, swelling, serous discharge, even though some of these cases were not actually wound infections. Hence, overall, this illustrates exactly how there's a possibility, both in clinical practice and clinical studies, to overdiagnose SSIs. And I think that this would explain why there's a wide variation in the surgical literature.